Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu, and we are concluding our look at the lawful good gods in the Gods of Porphyra, which, if you haven't gotten your copy yet, is available from drivethrurpg.com/products/102782. The last god of the lawful good grouping is Tolmathul, and I saved him for last because he is considered one of the younger gods. But first, let's go over his domains. So, he is represented as the Lion, he is called the King of Kings, He Who Rules, and he's considered the god of community, civilization, and rulership. As such, his worshippers tend to be city officials, nobility, and paladins. His domains are artifice, community, law, and nobility. I wasn't really that familiar with the artifice domain, but this is kind of the thing that brings life to others. So artifice, people who create, who build, and imbue life. His subdomains are the Archon, Home, Leadership, and Toil subdomains. His favored weapon, like Garana, is the Warhammer, and his favored animal is the Lion, which is his typical icon. Legend has it that Tolmathul came about simply from the combined will of citizens who wished to have a divine governor over their society. So he is considered one of the younger gods, and the other gods consider him a little bit, well, youthful, and everything that goes along with that. Very foolhardy, maybe, and very eager, maybe over-eager. And he does have a reputation of being quite the absolutist, and possibly maybe a little bit arrogant. But to his followers, this seems to be rather appealing, because he is very unbending. His resolve is true, and he positions himself as the divine light amongst the darkness, a beacon of order amidst chaos. He leads, others follow. So people who are seeking not just order, but instruction, are attracted to Tolmathul. His precepts are written in a freely available document called the Thulian Codex. Tolmathul attracts followers from the nobility, particularly those who claim a divine right. He is also very popular among knightly orders and crusaders, and his clerics are often found at the front lines of a crusade or other campaigns being fought for the good of the realm or against foes that threaten the stability of civilized lands. Temples devoted to Tolmathul are austere in nature. They contain only that which is required by the clergy to carry out their duties. The clerical orders are organized in military fashion. The highest ranks are called the Thane, with a number of second-in-commands called exarchs. Each exarch oversees a number of canons, who in turn oversee chaplains. So, Thane, exarch, canon, chaplain. The number of each rank varies from temple to temple based on the size of the congregation, and those who are not based in a temple are simply known as clerics. Special groups outside this hierarchy are the chroniclers and their assistants, the librarians. They update the Thulian Codex as a living document and spread the word of Tolmathul, preserving the histories of civilizations. And so it would be a typical motivation of a Tolmathul clergyman to be adventuring in order to learn more about the world and to be able to document that, and maybe someday integrate it into the Thulian Codex. A cleric of Tolmathul would have a ritual bound to his or her order, and each different knightly order would have their own rituals in order to restore spells and pray for that day. Broadly, all orders follow certain occasions, certain holy days. For instance, the winter solstice and the summer solstice are universally regarded as holy days upon which you will not go to war. And the cleric and followers of Tolmathul in general are very honor-bound. They will not initiate a battle based on deceit, for instance. It's all about honor and glory and about distinguishing yourself in battle so that your allies can be inspired by you and your enemies can possibly learn about Tomothul and about justice and law and order before they are probably smited. Public presentation of the Thulian Codex serves as a way to renew spells for a cleric, and combining that activity with a strident sermon is pretty typical. So they are a fairly evangelical order, in other words. There are some religious traits given by the God of Porphyra text. There's the Beacon of Order. You hold yourself as a symbol for those around you, and as an earthly light for the divine fervor of Tomothul. You gain a +2 trait bonus on intimidate checks when in battle. Unbending Will. You are your god's will manifest. You gain a +2 bonus trait on saves versus fear and fear effects when in battle. Tomothul, all in all, seems like the very ultimate of paladin. It's everything that a typical paladin stands for: honor and glory and inspiration and righteousness. That's it for Tomothul. Thanks for listening. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not Klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.